Traditional cultural dishes bring people together to share more than a meal, but comfort food isn't always healthy. As Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports, a new festival in St. Petersburg this weekend will focus on a traditional southern dish in hopes of melding culture, competition, and nutrition.
Inside the kitchen at the Bethel Community Baptist Church, Boyz L. Hosey and Samantha Wilson are battling for bragging rights. They're cooking collard greens, a staple in the diet of many African Americans. The judges are a group of kids from South St. Petersburg. Wilson's recipe has a secret weapon. It's her Aunt Pinky.
There's a secret ingredient that she has that her Aunt Pinky supposedly has. You know, she won't tell me what that is.
I will not tell
her. When she first tasted my greens, she said, oh, these are almost as good as my Aunt Pinky's greens. Almost.
Daytona.
I think they're better, actually.
The two friends created the Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival and modeled it after similar events held in Sarasota, Jacksonville, and other areas around the country. While traditional southern greens are boiled in a broth of bacon or other pork fat, Hosey says they want people to think about healthier cooking options.
If we can use the collard green as the attractor, what could we develop around that to give a good message about healthy living and healthy eating?
It's an important message, especially for African Americans, who are nearly twice as likely as whites to die from preventable heart disease and stroke. Blacks also have higher rates of obesity, high blood pressure, and cancer. Wilson says the community can draw on its past to find healthier options. When her mother was growing up, collard greens were grown in community gardens around St. Petersburg. The preparation time then was slower.
One day you would cook, you would clean them the whole day. Next day you cook them.
But by the time Wilson came along, most of those gardens had gone away, and processed food took the place of fresh produce. Over the past 10 years, those gardens are cropping up again in urban parts of the Tampa Bay area. Wilson and Hosey say they made sure to involve community gardens in the festival.
The cherry tomatoes, they do really well out here.
That's Ava DeVoe, a volunteer at Bartlett Park Community Garden, where collard greens grow alongside tomatoes and carrots on what 10 years ago was a vacant lot. DeVoe says volunteers who live in the neighborhood spend at least 2 hours a week tending to the garden. Every Saturday, they harvest fresh vegetables to share.
And we try to let the neighborhood know, the residents know, this is not our garden, it's everybody's garden. It belongs to the community.
A chance to bring the community together is what started this adventure for Hosey and Wilson. And it's what prompted this mini cook-off for the kids at Bethel Community Baptist Church.
Okay, I guess it's real good, huh? It got you dancing.
But Wilson says it's not just about the food. It's about living healthier and longer.
In our community, minorities, they're stroking out early. The strokes are more debilitating and it affects the family. And it has to do with your nutrition. It has to do with what you're taking in and what you're eating on a daily basis.
That's why Wilson and Hosey use turkey instead of pork in their greens. Their healthy recipes were a hit with the students. The cook-off ended in a tie. They say their success with the Collard Green Festival will be measured by how many people ingest their healthy message. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
The Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival takes place from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon on Saturday at the Carter G. Woodson African American Museum. For more information, visit healthnewsflorida.org.